Hi, we're here to interview a very special guest today.
I'm so excited. This is literally the day that I've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. And I refused.
Stop calling it a show.
What is it? What do you
it's
call it?
It's a fucking podcast. You go, what's this show about? I was like, what are you talking about?
I refused to do this remotely. Refused. We have to be in person. We have to
Dad said that I was funny when I was on the show. The show.
Jesus.
I don't care what you
when
call
I called
it.
In. Dad said you that were. I was funny.
You were great. Mm-hmm. When so you were like, I'm just waiting like here to die.
Yeah, I felt like we still had chemistry.
Oh my God, incredible chemistry. And in fact, we just did our first remote show recently, and I felt like there's a delay with those Zoom things, and the exchange was so strange. But when I had you on the phone, there's no delay. No. So
it's easier not to
better.
See someone, too.
Have you ever done
in a weird way?
Yes.
No, I haven't because they always want me to have headphones on and to make sure that nobody's talking.
The headphones tripped me out. I had to take one ear out. Now I see why singers do it.
They're like, our guest didn't have one in, but I'm surprised you haven't done them. I think unless you're going back and forth slowly, if you really want a good conversation, it's hard.
Yeah.
On Zoom, you mean?
It's not Zoom. It's stream something.
Oh yeah, I've done them as a guest. I've just never done them as a host.
I find it just not as
thrilling.
Yes,
as thrilling. It's not as intimate.
No, it's not It's not a good game of ping pong.
Nope.
Mm. Wait. So we had Jason. This is my sister Jenny Mullen.
They're like, you guys sound and look alike.
My half-sister, Jenny.
I just met this girl today. It's weird. We have a lot in common.
This is my doppelganger.
But we
have
Jason.
Bumped into each other at the CVS Radford
lot. You guys look so different to me. It's so different.
We had Jason on a few weeks ago, and Jenny was saying that he was like, it's not an interview show. What did he say?
Well, he said that he wasn't interviewed, so he didn't really prepare me much.
What a narcissist.
He wanted to talk more about himself.
There was a dig when he was like, do you guys want to ask me anything? Like, I was like half funny, half serious.
He wanted to talk about what he,
Well, he does a lot of podcasts, so I think he had in his head what he was going to say to you guys.
Well, he was great. Also, in our defense, we don't really structure the podcast.
We
like
also
that.
Know him too well, so it's like catching
but
up.
But also, we got him like, in between 18 things randomly like on the fly, and I was super excited, but I thought it was funny but we definitely don't do that kind of typical interview style.
He did have it in the chamber. You could tell he had it in the chamber.
Ready. He was ready.
He's like, do you want to ask me anything?
We're really quick.
Jason, what are you working on? I was like, oh, you know what? Funny you should ask. I just wrapped a show
He would have been ready for you.
But he did. He got it all out.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, I wore a blazer for you.
I was thinking you look like very much like Shirts Off My Back right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So I wore this in honor of your new Instagram.
Yes.
Did you buy that from her?
No, she won't sell me anything.
I won't sell her anything. That's the one rule of my new Instagram.
Is that she'll want to return it?
No, because if I see it on Samantha, I'll want it back.
Yeah.
Such catty little bitches.
So well. But you understand that feeling of like if you see something on your sister and you're like, wait a minute.
I don't.
Maybe I do want that.
Bert and Annie and I don't do that.
You guys don't have
that
dynamic?
We're all so different. There's no,
But if you like draped even a blanket around Annie and you're like, wait, I want that. You don't have that with her?
No, I want her to have nice things.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just kidding.
Samantha and I are way too competitive for that.
Yeah.
It's because you guys are like a month apart.
Thank you. I'm more.
I'll take it.
I'm more down for you to look cute these days than I used to be.
No, but if you saw me in something, it makes you like go, "Where'd you get that? I think I might need that."
Yeah, but that's how I am with everyone. I shop in real life off of people.
Okay.
I'm better at that in the wild. I'm like, "Oh, that works."
In the wild,
you know, just scrolling, I'm like, "Eh, I don't know," but when I see it on someone, it looks cute. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm 100 in."
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the new Instagram is where I'm basically selling vintage clothing and handbags, and I'm giving money to Israel, not to make this a political issue. But, so I've been
helping. How do you give it to Israel?
Well, at first I was doing it just, like, by Venmoing people. They would Venmo me money, but then my business manager got upset. She's like, this is not okay. This is, like, illegal, Jenny. You can't just, like, have people Venmo you. And I was able to, like, give to different—
You can't?
Well, not when it's those kind of numbers and people are writing for the Chanel blazer. It's not like just an emoji of pizza or a coffee cup. It's like
clearly.
Are you
paying taxes on it? Well,
no, I am. I am paying taxes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm fully legit.
Nope.
Yeah, no. I'm fully legit now. Like, they've had to just, like, come in and take over. But for a while, it was very ad hoc.
Do you have anything left?
Didn't know. Yeah, now I'm having to source new things.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was happening.
She's raiding other people's closets.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've raised a lot of money, and I was able to give like $7,000 to this Muslim Bedouin man that I've recently become friends with.
That
and
you're
I might,
also married to?
I might be married to him. He has three wives, but like he doesn't speak English, so like I could be wife four.
You're really rolling the dice on this, huh?
It's unclear. Well, we went to Washington, D.C.
Hopefully that's
together.
A Muslim. Oh, you've met. Okay, I was
no,
like.
No, we went to Washington, D.C. together.
Could be a kid in Glendale.
I was like, you know.
Where is he? What's he doing with that money?
He has 23 children, Sam, and he and half of his family is like kidnapped in Gaza. So I was able to like get cash to him before he went back to Israel. It was like a really cool thing. So I've just been able to like help
stoked.
A lot of random
he's
people.
Like dumb Americans.
No,
I'm
no,
just
he's,
kidding.
He's the sweetest.
You are sweet.
Yeah, no, he's.
I was
he's
talking
incredible.
About when you gave the girl the wallet, and she was like, "I'm
that
too
was
big for
sweet.
Clothes."
God Almighty. Oh, yeah.
And I was like. Shot through the heart. I was dead, like, on the ground. I'm like, nothing matters. And then you were like, you know what? I'm going to find you something.
I know.
I
that was
like,
great.
It's been amazing.
That was really awesome.
It's been amazing helping so many people.
Awesome.
It was Gaudi. It was me. I was like, I can't fit into your club. I mean,
I'm a teacher.
I'm a teacher with nothing.
I've got a little show.
No, but you know what's so fun? Is like going in and being like able to say, I want to help this person, and I don't want the red tape of some organization where you're like, where is that going, right? I mean, I have gone legit now, but in the beginning, in the earlier days, I liked the fact that, like, I could just, like, be like, what's your Venmo, and send somebody $5,000. That was fun. It was just not necessarily legal. So now we have a legitimized business. The shirt's off my back. It's on Instagram.
So do you...
And we're just, yeah, we're it's a lot of fun. It's
what's
all
your closet
shit.
Look like now?
It's very empty.
Very empty.
No, I'm coming out here to shoot a TV show. We're doing 18 episodes, and I have, like, no clothing. I have to go to Alice and Olivia and
18 episodes
shop.
In 1 week?
We're shooting 4 episodes a day, you guys.
What kind of, wait,
and let me
are
just
these,
tell
like,
you this?
Bluey-length episodes?
Let me just tell you.
Amazon
Kids? Let me just tell you. They're 17-page scripts, and I'm rewriting all of them. So that's where
wait,
I will be.
Wait, hold on.
Next.
How long is the episode?
It's the show called Dinner and a Movie. Maybe you saw it when you were a child.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so Jason and I are the new dinner and a movie couple.
Oh, so that's why you can do 4 in 1 day.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's
we
not like a
in
scripted,
between.
Like,
but it is scripted. Sorry. Like a fucking
rude.
Like
Jerome's
sitcom.
Trying to call because he knows we're together.
Because Jason was like, I'm not going to ad lib. I can't go there and ad lib. It needs to be scripted. It needs to be, it needs a full script. I'm fine, like, just improvising off the cuff as long as I have. Yeah, so.
That's great.
So that's my,
that makes sense now.
It's intense. It's intense. And I'm not.
So you've got a lot of free time on your hands.
I have a lot of free time. Yeah, I have a lot
so
of free time.
So 18 in how many days? Oh, do the math.
So,
4 or 5?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
But 40 total. Like, we're going
to
bust these
I
out.
I feel a lot
the year.
Better about it because you're like, I have to rewrite 18 scripts. I'm
but
like, she's going to need a
wait,
dick load of
total?
Cocaine to do that.
Wait, 40 total? Oh, you're going to do
18.
14 episodes, 18 this.
Oh.
Time I'm out in LA.
Okay.
In
okay. Okay. But
we
and then
may need to cut this depending on when.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say all that because I haven't.
Okay.
When
are you allowed to say all this?
I don't know. When
we'll
I
find out.
I don't.
I don't think
a lot
our
of my emails. So
our
I'm
three
really
listeners
sure.
aren't going to leak this info.
Okay, guys, don't leak
like
it, please.
Delusional you, that we only have 3 listeners, but it's okay.
We have thousands.
We have like 5. So Jenny recently also
and
told
my dad is 3 of them with different
totally.
Names.
That's true. With Runner 324. I am Dr. Art. So you, Jenny, also recently told me that it's illegal to give your postman cash, and I
because I found out the hard way.
Yes, I wanted.
Yes,
to.
Yes, I Venmo'd her $500.
You can't have a paper trail of it,
you
Jenny.
You can't Venmo
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Jesus.
Nice. Cash.
Cash.
An emoji Venmo is the same as cash.
Wait,
no,
it's
no,
that's
it's
what
not.
You're doing wrong. Mike, I'm
that's
like,
what you're
I,
doing wrong.
I give my postman a little bit of cash every year at the end of the year, like as a holiday gift, and he like happily takes it. And I, now that I know you Venmo'd,
yeah,
that
dude.
Can be tricky. So what'd you do?
Nothing. I just, again, like it's all
but
been
how did you
up
know?
Now.
How did you know it was
that
illegal?
It was because a million people wrote in saying,
oh, government employees.
You can't give money to
did
a government
you,
employee.
Did you bring, did he Venmo it back? Or she?
No.
They're like the IRS. They're
just
like
my followers love to like call me out and like just be like, you did that wrong.
That's the other thing about you. Like you, I'm not blown away by your thick skin. Like one comment and I'd be like, curl up in a ball, I'm dead. Like delete my account. Like
at the beginning of this podcast, she would call me and read some of the comments.
Yeah,
and I would laugh hysterically. I'm like, that is fucking classic.
Yeah,
and she's like, it hurt me a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm like, Samantha gets like sensitive about that kind of thing.
But you're amazing
over like random people.
You like double down on them.
Oh yeah, if they're like,
you call them out. You're like, screenshot, bitch.
Screenshot their handle. Yeah, and then I write back to them. I engage.
But see, even if I
voted for Biden,
even if I had the balls to do that, I would be spinning about it for like days.
Well, I'd have the
about
fear that they
said to them,
or what they said to me, and that there's truth to it, and I believe them. I don't know.
Well, I've never read my Amazon reviews on the books. Like, I don't want that in my head. That would trip me out.
Yeah.
But my social media stuff, like, I don't care about.
Aren't you afraid? I mean, you cover your kids' faces.
Well, like, yeah, I'm afraid of murderers, obviously.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
afraid
not afraid
of being
afraid
kidnapped
of murderers
by an Uber driver.
Same.
And I'm afraid of aliens, and I'm afraid of sharks in the deep end of swimming pools. But I am not afraid of trolls online.
No. Do you know what the workaround is with Uber drivers?
What?
I just discovered it, and I have no fears anymore.
What?
Always choose electric.
Why? An electric won't murder
you? Just start.
You?
No.
Why?
They're just more sensible?
Yeah. I mean, who buys an electric car and is a serial killer? No one.
I feel like that's a very Dexter move to have like an
electric car. Okay, well, don't
car.
Fucking put
American
Dexter
Psycho-y.
Into the mix.
Yeah,
no, it's
very.
Not. It's always like
he's in
a
Tesla, a
gentle
for sure.
old man. He's like, morning.
I'm afraid to Uber. I don't know how you guys Uber in L.A.
I don't.
I can't.
I'd rather just not drink.
We don't.
Oh, God, I cannot. It's scary.
I Uber packages to her, but that's about it.
I know. Okay, but you're still, yeah.
Wait,
how'd you get here?
A car? I had a driver from...
Rent a car. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You could get like a trike.
What am I going to do, honestly? Am I going to ride my roller suitcases to my hotel tonight?
What hotel are you staying at?
I don't think I should tell you that.
We'll cut it out.
No, yeah, I don't think you should disclose that.
Disclose.
Well, you'll be gone by the time it airs, but anyway.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm
going
to be at the Pendry.
We were just talking about the Pendry yesterday.
I lived at the Pendry San Diego during the pandemic.
Pendry San Diego is awesome. I loved Pendry.
For how long?
I lived there for a week once.
Right.
Jenny,
well, I
long?
Lived there until somebody was stabbed to death outside my window, and then I flew
awful?
Back to New York. It was not good. How long was I there?
Like a month?
It was almost a month, yeah.
Yeah. Duran and I want to go to Austria with you guys, but I don't know if you know when you're going.
Because of Jason?
Yeah, I don't know. We want to go this summer with
Wait,
you.
Wait, why?
Duran's willing to go to Austria?
Yeah.
Duran's always refused to go to Austria because he thinks that Nazis are hiding in the bushes.
Valid.
Is that all?
Wait, well, why are you going? Your anniversary?
No, we always go to Austria in the summer.
Oh.
So we'll be over there at some point.
And the winter.
In the winter.
You like Austria.
We love Austria.
Oh, who do the kids like more, you or Jason?
I mean, I think they respect me more, but I don't think they're afraid of Jason.
But Jason kind of said that.
I don't think they're afraid
He's
of
He's like, I don't think our kids are afraid of either of us.
I think they're scared of me because they know I'll do shit. Like, they
yeah,
know I will leave the house
gangster.
Without them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have shoes on. Bye, yeah. I'm going.
Yeah.
You're staying home.
Yeah.
So does that make them do
like,
it?
Like, fuck around and I'm going to take the, like, Fortnite away. I will literally take the machine out of the room and you won't see it again.
Yeah, she's
No,
like,
I go hardcore.
She's
I'm pretty
hardcore.
Stubborn.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
I mean,
and
but
Sid's afraid of that.
I respect that. I just don't want to deal with the aftermath of that.
It takes a lot of follow through.
It takes a lot of follow through. But I'm like, and then Sharon and I will slap hands because we're like two lesbian moms together sometimes, Jason's sister. And we'll be like following through, man, fucking following through.
And they don't
we
have meltdowns?
So like, yeah, they do. And we don't care.
And it's
like,
so funny because I feel
just
like
fucking
with,
try, Sid.
I feel like when I do that and I
Come
threaten,
at me, Sid.
And then even if I'm like about, like I start to like implement, and then in my heart, I'm like, okay, well, they've gotten the point. Maybe I could just, like, you know, let them
have
it. But it's like, it's so true. It you really have to follow through.
Yeah, no, I've had for a month.
Whoa.
You're like Ruby Frankie.
I didn't give a fuck.
But it's a big impact.
And he was a better kid because of it.
Yeah.
He was literally
Wait,
the
did,
best summer.
Did Laz have an iPad?
Yeah.
And Sid didn't.
Yeah. But
What's
Laz doesn't care about technology. He thinks he's Lionel Messi.
Oh,
okay.
Soccer. Yeah. But also... yes, he was a better kid because he wanted it, but also a better kid because he was probably happier not having it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, exactly.
It messes with your temperament.
iPads are awful.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's into Fortnite, and all I hear in the background is like, people just being blown up in my...
Yeah, there's no blood. There's no blood.
There's no blood. It's like... Shit, yeah, the guy was just smashed to smithereens.
Yeah, and why? Like,
no blood.
Can't you just hang out with that guy? Like, why do you have to kill everyone you see?
Everyone you see.
It's so true.
And it creates a shopping addiction, because now every day he wants to go on and just check out the Fortnite store because he has credit.
Again, there's new stuff.
And guess what? He didn't get the credit from me.
Wait,
he was at a bat mitzvah,
Ted,
and he convinced somebody to open up the claw machine and
or
give
Roblox,
him the Fortnite gift
cards. Ted does Roblox.
Oh, I was just telling Kadi I'm getting a claw machine for Luca's bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but get a claw machine that actually can claw things.
Yeah.
I hate the ones
that don't want it to be too easy, and I don't want it to be too hard.
Well, this one was too hard, and Sid had to make Stacy open the machine for him at the end.
If it's too hard, I'm opening the machine and going
to
do, like, a full-on, like, explosion of, like, stuff.
Wait, can you explain to me the swag thing?
This was Stacy's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was
which part of the swag thing?
I can't imagine.
Which part of the swag thing?
Okay, so in New York, I don't know if this is here.
Yeah, tell us.
Kids stand on a stage as the DJ's, like,
and they have
talking.
To have a dance-off?
No, it's just the one, like, bat mitzvah girl or bar mitzvah boy.
Okay.
And they're throwing out swag to the room of kids. Now it's, like, jerseys from football jerseys. It's iPod, whatever.
AirPods.
Yeah. It's gift cards. It's Jennifer Fisher. You know, bangled hoops. No, but this is, like, not abnormal. In New York, they are all doing this, and I don't understand it. So is that happening here? I don't have a 13-year-old, so it's, like, this is just what I've seen.
So I've been to a few.
Did they do that here?
More recently.
The swag.
Gearing up. Yes, there is. Okay, so there is swag, but I haven't seen that kind of throw it out off of the stage.
Oh, my God,
what they
wild.
Make the kids do here usually is, you know, we're going to do a breakdancing contest, and whoever, like, you know, and the
and you win a prize?
I would hate that.
The MC's the guy, like, you know, who's choosing
this
the
isn't
best.
That at all.
Or,
this
like, you know, just... they give them, like a challenge, and then they give it out. Like, and then Luca at one got, like, an Amex gift card because he did, like, this crazy, like, dance-off. But otherwise, typically here, they have, like, a booth. And someone manning the booth, and then, you know, they'll give you pajama pants and a hoodie and, like, whatever.
But
they're
not,
more
like,
sensible.
There was that, too. There was both, guys.
Yeah. And then maybe a claw machine with, like, Supreme socks or something. But it's not, like, a full-on
This is insane.
Raining,
this is nuts.
Raining cash.
I'm so glad I'm
this
not
is,
Jewish
This is, like, better
right
than
now.
My wedding. I mean...
Oh, way better than a wedding.
Damn.
If you're that age.
No, but I would have... I mean, people
way
at my
more
wedding
expensive.
Would have liked swag,
Way
too,
more expensive than a wedding.
Why do you think I'm, like... I'm, like, it's, trying to do this, like, in...
I don't want you to go too hard, machine. Because then Sid's going to be like, I want that.
You don't want me to go too hard?
No, it's
well,
going to be
not
bad
having,
for me.
He's not having a bar mitzvah.
He wants one.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, does he have to start going
oh
to
my
school
God.
And stuff?
Please do it. I will love it.
Well, I'm down
does
for
Jason
him getting
care?
Bar mitzvah, but I don't... I mean, he can't lose the German, and he has German, like, three days a week.
Does Jason care?
I don't think Jason cares.
You can have, like, someone come to the house and do, like, private and, like, super...
I mean, like, after
intense.
Kadi, like, the hostage families were in my living room. It's like, at this point, Sid has to get permits, but it would not look good for me.
No.
I have two.
You got to follow
enmeshed.
Through.
I'm too enmeshed with all of the.
You're married to some of them, so.
Yeah,
I mean,
I am, like.
You are.
A fourth
you,
wife
do,
to some.
You do have one. Jewish
I can't
husband.
Not have my son get permits.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So I'm trying to make it fun and go a little bit crazy, but not so off the deep end that it's. That's just, you know, I don't want it to be crazier than my wedding. But, I mean, I don't know. My wedding was also. However long ago.
I made all
ago.
The wrong choices with my wedding. I just, like, didn't realize that I should, like, have my makeup professionally done.
You didn't get your makeup professionally done?
No. I mean, Liz, who did our hair, like, put some
Liz.
Makeup on me.
But, you know. throwback.
Liz might listen
throwback.
To this, guys.
No, she's just saying throwback.
Okay.
No, Liz. No. Liz is still, Liz is, like, still in Orange County, and I feel like she's, like, thriving.
Yeah.
We went to her for years. In fact,
for years.
When I was looking for that weird picture of the shooting range thing, I saw a picture of you and I at Las Palmas with foils in our hair. Liz was doing us both.
Liz Shut was up. The best. Like, she would just drive up and fucking do you no
yeah,
matter what.
Do you.
Like,
do
I you. Let never, her do your makeup.
Well, she was good at the makeup, but it was like, I was like, not. I
didn't you have a crown braid?
I did.
No, Sam
no,
did.
At
my wedding.
What did you do? You did feathers or something.
Yeah. I did like a feather thing. Yeah.
And she had black.
I had like jet black hair.
You were so goth.
I had a chin zit. I mean, like things I would have done differently.
You always have it. We should get your chin looked at.
Yeah, like what's going
like,
on?
You always have a chin.
Why does it want to do that?
It's a cystic acne, guys.
No, but you always have it.
I know. What?
No,
what's happening with this one?
No, it's pretty fucking hell. How do you know she had a chin zit on her wedding day?
I don't.
It's
She's
in my
the
photos.
One
it's in your photos?
I never I see remember them, by what the way. No one like. Does. It's, oh, you calling yourself out. Oh, and I just got the hair dryer of my dreams, and I just tried it out today for the first time. It's called Shark.
Wait, but you told me to buy that other hair dryer.
Which one?
the hair air wrap.
Oh, I like the air wrap.
Okay.
That's a different thing. Okay. Just for drying.
Yeah.
And, like, smoothing. Today was my first maiden voyage, and
so
I'm
your hair's
away.
Not flat ironed right now.
No,
can you believe that?
Whoa, it looks.
Do
like
you ever
a flat
go straight
iron.
Anymore?
I do a lot.
Do you
of
really?
Times. I was just at something last night, so like my hair's sort of
oh,
still
that red dress
from that.
It
yeah.
looked amazing. You looked amazing.
I didn't see this.
That was that fun. Red dress was insane.
That dress.
Wait,
was
why
fun.
Did what's your assistant's name?
Caroline.
No,
Sylvia.
Sylvia. Sylvia went with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looked good too.
I invited her because you
that
know,
dress
like,
was rad.
Her dress?
Yeah, both of your dresses.
Her dress was stout, I want to say.
Oh, did you get it for her?
No, she went and got it.
Oh, I loved it. And then your dress was Alice and Olivia?
Yeah.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah, that you guys should buy that dress. That's a good
one.
Or
are yours?
They don't make my size.
Actually,
she's
the
too
zipper,
big for clothes.
The zipper ripped on it.
Okay,
like,
well that
right before I was going to go to the event, I literally couldn't wear it.
No.
And I called over there. I was like, you guys, I need to
have
a dress.
Oh, this is a nice dress.
Sent. She's like, I'm going to send you the sample. So I wore the sample last night.
Oh, my God.
I had to. It was, yeah.
Your sample size?
Jason was
we get it. You're a sample size.
Jason was mad, though. He was like, we're going to be late. We're going to be late.
Oh,
and when he got there,
so
he was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Why did I come to this? I'm like, well, you look so eager to be here.
That's so fun. Well, because he can't. He's like, it's
oh my God,
a,
you were with
quality.
Melissa Gorga?
Oh, yeah, she, Melissa.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know her?
No, I don't know her, but I know of her.
Okay.
Do you know her?
We've watched Jersey Housewives
were
before.
You at the Jersey Housewives
because
table?
I need to get into Housewives. I think it would be good for my career.
Oh my God. How are you not?
I don't know.
Ooh,
Michael
Jason
Rappaport
looks
was
good.
Like, you need to be like.
I like his hair.
At least watch New York.
Oh, you mean like get into it or like be one?
No, get into it.
Oh, yes, but consult me because there's some that are worth watching and others that I think are not. And it sometimes fluctuates depending on if they
he
change
said
the cast.
That I'm just going to like love it. As like a writer, I'm just going to be like obsessed with the drama.
But does he think that they actually script it?
I don't know. I haven't like, I you know, we didn't get into it a lot because I don't watch it. And he's like, you know, we would have so much more to talk about if you were a Housewives fan.
I just, there's so many.
He's really good. He's on Watch
amazing.
What Happens Live so much talking about it.
He's
my
so
favorites,
passionate. He has
I
a
think,
podcast about it with his wife.
Oh, with Kibi?
Yeah.
What's it called?
How do you know his wife?
We used to work
she's
out
in
together.
She's LekFit, I think.
Shut
no,
up.
No, she used to do LekFit. She doesn't. She lives in New York now.
Yeah.
Right? With him. What's
she's
the podcast
adorable.
Called? She's adorable.
I don't know what their podcast is called.
Wait, they have one that talks just about Housewives?
Yes. They just started it.
Oh, okay. So it's new.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would have heard him talking about it.
Yeah, they just started it.
Yeah, I love New York. Hasn't been on in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Beverly Hills was good. But now that we've talked about this, now that Kyle's sober and like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's shifted the whole dynamic. Don't you think? Do you watch it?
No, I don't watch.
Okay.
You don't watch any of them?
I don't know.
You have to watch so much TV for your day job.
Yeah. I just can't. The only things I get into reality-wise are like really weird, dark reality shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm. She likes TLC.
I like TLC.
Like my 600-pound
like
life.
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
Hoarders.
Like
before and afters. We were just talking about this. Do you remember that show, The Swan?
The Swan,
yeah.
Yes.
That was the best show.
That one actually didn't give me anxiety like some of those other ones.
Some of
because
them give me anxiety.
Did they? Well, that one, they always kind of had a silver lining at the end.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones give me anxiety.
Hmm.
Like the Intervention one. Did you like that show too?
I had a bout watching those, but I had to stop.
The Intervention ones.
They I'm were like
yeah, totally, exactly. I'm like
itchy.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
It's so bad.
I'd never get sick of 600-pound life. When I was pregnant with Lola, I had to take a break because I had difficulty breathing watching it.
Like, I feel like I might be stuck in this bed forever.
Serious. I'd be sitting there like this. I was like, my leg.
Kicked up.
Yeah, where I was like, oh, God. See, it makes me uncomfortable to think about it.
I feel like those shows, there's a time and a place. But, like, if you're watching them when you're already in, like, a bad mental...
Or the worst health. Is when you get the email. I get
you're
like,
on a bad mental health kick.
Yeah. Even if you aren't, then you become in.
It throws you in. Yeah, it can really in. Like tip you over.
It totally does. And then I'll get the deadline alerts or the trade alerts. So it'll be like, Michael Buguglia dead. From 600-pound Life died unexpectedly. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? How did dead. This happen? And I'm scrolling
age
to the
21.
End. And I'm like, why am I looking Stop. For the reason?
Oh my God, Stop. You won't need to know.
I'm like, how did this happen?
How could this have ever happened? He was only 600 pounds.
And then Dr. Now, when he does, where I'm like, I need to do a follow-up show and not allow Dr. Now to do the skin surgery. Because he's like Papa John. He's just like, all right, let's remove the skin. He's like.
Who and is Dr. Now?
Dr. Nazarian. The weight loss. The little guy who's like, you're not eating 600 calories a day.
Oh, and he's just chopping you up to bits.
I don't even like this show. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, then he'll do skin surgery removal on some of the people that can't afford to go to a plastic surgeon.
Oh, no. That's not
I
good.
Know. And then it scars up and it looks like a monster's smile. And they're like, look at me. And I'm like, it's because smile. You had Dr. Now do it. No. Dr. Now just gets on his Stop. Apple box and is like,
on his Apple box. Because he's too short.
He
has to stand on a plateau.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mom is coming to have some face work done by Oren. Do you know about this?
Is she doing it for sure?
Yeah.
When?
May 8th, maybe?
Are you doing it too?
No, I'm going to do something. I don't know what yet. I haven't decided.
What's your mom doing? Facelift?
Well, my mom has had a facelift. I think it's more like.
A few, maybe. We don't really know.
We don't really know what's happened. Yeah. Yeah. But I think she's going to pull some things. And I think she's going to do her lip. So this is what happens. You know, you get older, this gets longer and longer. And
long
I've been telling her.
She's long in the tooth.
I've been telling her.
Do you get long in the tooth or you get long in the lip?
No, long in the lip over the tooth. And I keep telling her, do the lip. Do the lip where you just cut right here
it's
and
like
you pulls
this.
It up.
Yeah.
And it, honestly, it does change your look.
Your friend, the beauty broker.
Yeah.
Has had some crazy before and afters lately that I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that one today was amazing.
I don't know. A few weeks ago, it was like the silver-haired woman.
Yeah. That was a good facelift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Dr. Janica or whatever in New
what's
York?
What's her name, beauty broker?
Melinda.
Melinda. What's her last name?
Melinda's last name. I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh.
So let's just call her Melinda.
Okay. I think I've talked to you about her before. Jenny introduced me to her, and I've started following her. She sort of pairs people. You hire her.
She's almost
her to
like
consult.
A concierge for plastic
yeah.
surgery.
She pairs
oh, yes,
you with
I've
the best doctor
this.
For what
yeah.
you want to achieve, and sometimes based on location, sometimes not. Right.
But I was like, Melinda, like I'm not happy with my boobs. I'm not happy with my lift. And she's like, well, you went to a nose guy, so you have two little noses now. And I'm like, oh my
you're
god,
like,
fuck,
yeah. Great. Wait, you're not yeah. happy with your boobs?
Well, I didn't fully lift them. I should have. I should have done a full lift, and I didn't.
What'd you do?
Just I just did nipples? Around the nipple. And so they pulled it in like a purse, like a, like if there was like a string around a purse.
Ruched?
It's basically ruched.
You have a cheeky nipple?
I have a ruched nipple.
No.
You know that.
I've never
I'm
noticed
dying
you're ruching.
Yeah.
Well, it's not ruching. It's just literally I don't have the T-shape of a of
Oh,
a
because they
lift.
Didn't want to do the T-shape.
Yeah.
So they did that instead.
Because they're like, they're not going to be
borderline?
As high.
You were borderline? Or something?
Well, I wanted to pull out my implants because they hadn't been changed in
didn't you pull
a
them
billion
out?
Years. Yeah, so I was switching them.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'll do a lift and yeah. go smaller.
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't I just go around the nipple because you don't need the full, like, all right. of that.
Yeah. Spoken like
any,
a true nose guy.
Spoken
you
just
do.
Like a nose guy.
You
fucking
do.
Nose guy.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want, now I'm like, should I just fix it? Should I just do like a full lift?
Jesus. Show us some.
Just kidding.
Just one.
Is this camera working?
Show us the
wait,
most botched
so
one.
I know we love Oren and Oren's like incredible.
It looks
like
a monster
would
smile.
Would you go to him for something like face surgery?
Yeah.
Like, you
I would. Yes.
You would.
No,
you
he's some friends of mine and
you
I'm
wouldn't
obsessed.
Like go to her, Melinda, and be like, pair me with somebody?
No.
Oh.
What?
Why?
Because you not now. One, I know too many women that look amazing.
Yeah.
That like I know where they went.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like
you
know all the best
deep
people.
Dives. So many questions. So you have a podcast now also.
Yes.
Called All the Fails.
Yes.
And are you?
You're going to be on it in a minute when we're done here.
Great. Are you doing like a certain amount of them and then going to do like a second season maybe? Or like what's your
plan?
Yeah,
I owe Dear Media 40 episodes.
Is that all?
that won't take
in
you
one
too
year?
Long.
In 1 year?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we
44
episodes? We were on 48 for our first year.
No, but I'm doing them fast, guys. Like I have... I mean, like, I'm going to do
like
seven or eight
dating.
This week.
No, for sure. For sure. You're definitely going faster than us. But that's a good amount of episodes.
I know.
That's exciting, though. Are you liking it?
I like this podcast.
Ours? Yeah, me too.
I like your podcast. I like my new podcast. Yes,
yeah.
I like the podcast.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about podcasting is that, like, it's a fucking – I wrote them an email the other day saying, I feel like I am – doing a one-man show of like midsummer at like in a summer theater like festival at a college that I actually don't attend. I feel no support. I feel like I'm fully alone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like to knock.
You can relate.
This isn't like to knock the people I'm working with because they said to me, they're like, we told you all of this on like the intake call. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really listening.
Intake.
I wasn't listening. All I know is that like I'm used to working. I'm used to being the talent that shows up and talks into a microphone. I'm not used to being the man who's like manning the fucking like editing booth as well. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been a bitch about it.
Yeah.
In that regard, I'm
you
sure
they don't have an editor.
I mean, they want me
it.
To look at.
You
I
have
don't
to look
they,
at it.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Amanda,
that's why you have
who
Caroline.
Does this show, Not Skinny, Not Fat. Do you know Amanda?
I actually
she keeps going, Jenny, I think you're overreacting. It's one a week. You just upload it and write what it's about. And I'm like, Amanda, it's hard. And I said, I don't know any actor
are
who
you
spent
doing...
their life like acting
yeah.
who would go walk into the situation and be okay with it. I said,
are you doing
Jason?
The show notes too? Or do you not do show notes?
Now my agent has become like my full-time producer. She's like having to do everything. Poor Allie is like, what? Okay, you
so she's
us.
Helping you with some of it.
Allie's helping. Allie's assistant is helping.
You need
my
help.
Assistants
I mean, you
are helping.
Need help.
Yeah.
And Jason's sitting there like, this is why I never said I would do a podcast. It's like, ugh.
Jason would be a great lab partner, too, on a podcast because you could make him do all of it.
No, but he, no. Jason likes
is
to procrastinate.
Oh, he does.
I'm a woman of, like, action, immediate action.
I
actually have, like, impulse control. Jason will likes to procrastinate.
It's interesting because you wouldn't really think
but
that
he is
about
a task
him.
Like little rabbit. Like
yes,
when,
that's
when
why.
He's like, I got you already checked in.
Yeah, that's
I took
why
a picture of your luggage.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that I have a recurring nightmare that like Duran didn't check us in and we like before the flight, like I have this like dream of like we're all traveling as a family. Like I have the opposite like
no,
dream.
Jason does everything.
Yeah.
I went to the airport today and I was like, do I even have a license? I'm so used to traveling with Jason.
He has
and
everything.
And being on autopilot.
Yeah.
He has everything. He's like the best wife. He's really has it together.
He really has
he
it
does.
Together.
And guys, his birthday this year, it's on Mother's Day. We're trading.
That's amazing.
I'm getting Father's Day this year.
Oh, you
oh,
are?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Isn't that fun? I mean, I'm still buying myself something, obviously, for Mother's Day.
I was like, I had to wrap my head around that. But is it on Mother's Day every year?
No. Mother's
no,
Day is
just
always
when
on a
Mother's
Sunday.
Day. It's just when it falls on the Sunday.
So it's like Easter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are married.
Well, so I did see the clip with Amanda, that girl. I've dabbled in
I love her
feed. She seems cool.
She's
did you enjoy? Was that a fun one?
Oh, I love her. She's a friend of mine, anyway.
And, yeah. And does she live in New York?
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And she's just. You would love her, Sam. You would love her.
I feel like
her.
The tone of your podcast, from what I've seen so far, has been like really serious, and like you're digging deep on people. Is that going to be the tone, or does it just depend on the guest?
I think it depends on the guest and how well I know the guest,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
I want to go deep. I don't want to do a show that's
doing.
Just like, no,
surface
you guys are doing something different.
Balloons and
no,
smiles.
No, I don't want to do a show that's just like, hi, I'm here to interview a celebrity about their projects.
Exactly.
That doesn't interest me at all.
And that can so quickly become the show for a lot of these people that are trying to do it, I think.
It's just boring.
Whoever, whether it's actors or whoever, they're just like
yeah.
a straight interview where it's like, maybe interesting, but it's not that dynamic, and you could get that from an article or, you know what I mean,
yeah.
from something else or a book.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what, you know,
you said, and also, you know, do you know Lady Gang? Do you ever listen to them?
No, but remember we talked about this. I had seen their show on Bravo that they had at one point.
Yeah, so Becca's amazing, and Becca's always just like Jenny. It literally, you'll see some of your highest rated episodes will be just episodes of you just with your co-host talking shit. I was like, I don't have a co-host. But she said that that
we're here.
She says that's call what
us.
Happens.
Call us.
Is
call
that
us
people actually just listen because they want to hear you guys.
I agree. And you've said that to me before. And I love that because Cottie and I, you know, have definitely grown. Like, as we've developed this podcast, it's taken shape. And at first we were so concerned about, oh, you know, having a guest every however many episodes. And what a lot of times our favorite episodes, and I think the ones that do so well are the ones of us just talking to each other, like being, because I think it's more real. It's,
yeah.
Not that we're not real with our guests, but again, the whole guest thing becomes a little bit tricky too because, you know, it's
contrived and you're just sitting there and you're just like, well, fuck, that
and,
was boring.
And you, if you know them but not super well, you want to make sure they feel comfortable and so you're concerned with their, I mean, at least I'm so concerned with, are they comfortable? But I also want to, I don't know, it's
we
it's
could do podcasts the rest of our lives with Jacques.
Jacques.
Have you, who's Jacques?
Well, now he's gone.
He left
Jacques
us.
The genie.
Was he was he? This wait, little 20-year-old. He was like 6'4", had the tiniest little
feet. Did he take his little lamp with him? We had a genie lamp.
That's shifty who little fucker stole from the studio.
He worked for Stampede Network for the last, like, 2 years, I think. And he is probably moving back to Pennsylvania, I think. But then he's saying he's keeping his apartment here, so we may try to still
what
have
does he want to do in Pennsylvania, exactly?
His family's
his family's
there.
There.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know.
He's, like, going to have TBD. A touch base with his family and
TBD.
Then maybe come
back. But, okay.
But, boy, he gets in this chair, and it's like,
He told us he's that he fun. Brushed each tooth for 3 minutes. He hasn't flossed, but he brushes he's, each tooth for three
I was
minutes.
Like, your gums probably smell. If you haven't flossed, I go, when's the last time you flossed? He's like, I don't remember. I was like,
oh, God.
You've got kissing cavities then.
When do you start flossing your kids' teeth? Lazo has too much space between each tooth.
I'm like,
it doesn't matter yet.
It doesn't really matter yet.
I'm like, you're fine.
It doesn't really matter yet.
Just rinse.
Yeah, just rinse it out.
But, like, you have the little stick, the things Cottie likes. That's what
the gliders.
The gliders.
The best.
The best.
And you can't get the bootleg gliders. They're like rope. They're awful.
Oh, I hate those. They always break on me.
No, it's gum rape. It's like
gum rape. Gum rape.
So Luke is in Coachella. He left today.
What is, what, how? How is that allowed?
I don't know. I mean,
he's 12?
Yeah.
And he's at Coachella?
Yeah.
Alone? Unsupervised?
By himself.
With Leslie?
No, wearing a leather fringe
vest. Are we talking
vest.
About Leslie Nordstrom, Leslie?
Yeah. No,
that's why picture goes to Coachella.
He's with his best friend.
That's the only friend
and
I have
his,
that goes.
And his family. And they have artist pass and they're like doing it. And I'm like, I've never been to Coachella, but okay.
Oh,
I mean,
that's cute.
I think he's so excited. I'm so excited for him. But I also am like
nervous.
Well, I said to Duran, I'm so excited for him, but this is crazy. He's 12 and my firstborn. And I'm like, bye for 4 nights.
Well, I mean, I'm proud of him that he can sleep alone without you because I have a 10-year-old that still wants me to. He's like, hold me so tight that if I try to get away, I can't.
Sid?
Bless his heart.
Sid says that?
Yeah. Well, he's here we go. I'm trying to get away. Very good.
Well, I have a 10-year-old who recently told me that he doesn't like being kissed.
Eze.
He doesn't?
No.
Not by you.
I don't know.
By like a hot, like. Chick.
But Annie.
I don't know. It hurt.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend that he bought a necklace?
He wants something to do with me. He just doesn't want my lips on his lips.
Meanwhile, my dad and I still like make out in front of Jason.
Oh my God. It's so funny. We kiss our dad on the lips. And I had a boyfriend in college who was like just mortified by it.
Yes.
And Jason too, right?
Yeah, Jason hates it.
It's weird.
I don't think
I've asked you to stop. I've asked you to stop.
You to stop. I can't quit you.
Yeah.
I've asked you to stop.
No, but you know, like, when I did a show.
I can't shake that.
Okay, and Alan Thicke played my dad. And in the episode, at the end of the episode, we have a kiss, like a scripted kiss. And I was like, I want
just
it to
like
be long.
Just like me and Daddy.
And I wanted it, I wanted it to be long. And ABC was like, we can't air it unless you cut the kiss. It can't be that long. And I was like, then don't air it. And they didn't air the episode.
Oh, I thought they just didn't air the kiss.
Was it open
mouth? No, I didn't. I was like, then don't air it. Like, it's not funny.
What
I don't
if
want
it was
to,
just a...
Don't air something that's not funny. Like, what's the
what
point?
What if it was a fast kiss? You think they would have aired it?
Yeah. Okay. But I refused to cut
it. Was it on like the lips?
Yeah. It was passionate.
It was funny.
Did you slip him the tongue? It was Alan Thicke's last job, you guys. R.I.P.
You killed Alan Thicke.
I killed him with that kiss.
That's horrible.
Wait a minute. See, you guys, I wonder if Paige minds it.
Probably
no,
not.
I kiss her on the lips, too.
You kiss Paige on the lips?
I go both ways.
We both are like that. It's funny. And I have no shame about it.
Jason's like, your sister just tried to kiss me on the lips. So it's like, yeah.
I don't anymore. I don't even want to. It's like
he's such a prude.
He makes it so much of a thing. I'm like, I'm good. I have much more.
I'm like, I'm tonguing Duran. Tonguing Duran.
Do you kiss Duran on the lips?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, but Duran's Jewish. I swear it's like a Jewish thing.
Maybe. But Jason made such a big deal about it to you once that I was
so
like, I'm good. I'm not into it. I'm not trying to kiss you.
Duran kisses everyone on the lips. He kisses me on the lips.
Duran?
Yeah.
I love she waited and then she just closed it.
Just kidding. He doesn't. Waited what?
She waited, and then she's like, actually, guys, Duran kisses me on the lips.
I don't care. I love it. But I've also had friends over the years be like, you know what else I think it is? Occasionally, it'll be... Maybe it's the way that I hug, like, or come at someone where I'm not intending to kiss them. Like, I'm just like, you know.
But since I'm in the neighborhood, might as well stop by.
No, I'm serious. Some people go like this, like, and you're like, whoa, like, I can hug you and not kiss you, right?
Yeah.
And one girl, she's a friend of mine, was like, I was laughing about it. And she was like, oh, you like to kiss on lips. She's like, I always thought you wanted my husband or something. And I was like,
what?
No, and I never actually wanted to kiss him on the lips either.
Are you kidding?
I guess he thought I was... It was innocent, but I was like, whoa, I guess I should maybe, like, be more... Like, I wasn't trying to. It just, like, I guess maybe the way I come at someone, hugging them?
It's aggressive.
Too much. So then yesterday, Duran's like, I don't think you should tell our nanny that you love her. And I was like... Too late. I already have. I told an Uber driver
that I loved him yesterday, and Jason was furious.
Dude, he's like, I don't think you should tell you love her. I'm like, don't judge my emotion towards her. Like, I don't tell. It's like once a week, maybe at the end of the week, I'm like, thank you, I love you, you're great. Like,
oh no, that's like flippant. Like,
but
love you.
Away.
But still, I mean, it's you and not I, Jen, like, why?
Carmen, I'm in love with you.
No,
it's like. But so what is it? What's wrong with us?
I have an aunt who's a lip kisser,
but that's for my podcast.
So Jenny also has two Substacks. I don't know if you've subscribed. She subscribed me to both, and now I'm like hooked.
You like it?
Yeah, because it's also cool because the Substacks. I don't know if you subscribe to any. Like,
God, he's like no.
Hit you like, in an email form. It's much different, and like what you've been saying is how you're engaging your real sort of
readers.
I want to say clientele, but your base, like your fan
base. Oh, yeah.
Base?
I'm able to talk to
fan base?
Well, I'm able to talk to people that like would like follow me on Instagram or some other social media platform.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love Substack because on Substack, you have direct contact with these people.
Yeah.
I mean, and I have no boundaries. So, like, we've done Zoom calls where I've been face to face with them. We have like chats. I've been able to give away things that, like, it just doesn't, it's not the same feeling on Instagram. So it's like I gave 3 beds away.
Oh yeah, the avocado beds.
The avocado beds.
Oh, gave new ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that for my next bed.
Allison Olivia gift cards.
We were talking about that. On the phone with
Chanel bag.
On the phone with Jenny.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really fun.
So what I like is that it comes to you via email, and because I have a really hard time with Instagram and just like it really just like taking, like, you'll be like on for a second, then suddenly it sucks you in, like, and I know it's like
you're on that scroll,
it's so, and it's like never fulfilling, right? But these Substacks, and you know, Jenny and other people are doing them, they come to you via email, and it's like usually you get the entire post in the email, or you can click if it's extra long or something.
Yes.
But it feels so much more, it feels like an article. It feels like I'm reading an article. It's reaching me through my email, and I'm not like lost in the abyss of this other, all this noise of Instagram.
Yeah. So,
and it's much more focused, and I really love it. I'm really enjoying both of them.
Oh, cool.
And then you sent me your friends who does the fashion one.
Oh, yes. Leandra.
Cereal aisle or something.
Yeah.
Which is interesting too.
Yeah.
And then it's like things are linked. It's just so much more direct, and I really like it. Will you subscribe, Cottie?
Yeah.
Or Cottie, you can be a paid subscriber if you really love
Jenny.
I'm gonna
upcharge Cottie on that.
Yeah. Cottie needs to pay a premium
because I feel like she might be leaving comments about my chin zits. So
so sensitive about your
posture.
Hormonal acne.
It's funny you're not sensitive at all, but Cottie really hit you with that one.
Well, only because I know I have to go shoot these things, and like
I don't
have a doctor nearby.
That's why I'm
sitting. I'm in an unknown city now.
Let me. How am I going to get them to you? Hold on.
You're going to bring them over to me.
We'll be here. We'll be here for another hour and a half.
Oh yeah.
Sandra will come down and get them.
Sandra.
I'm so glad you like the Substack. And what do you think about that it's like different things? Like it's not just articles. I was like, I don't want to just send people like, here's another self.
Well, I don't know how you're producing that much content, because you're like, here's all my recipes. Here's what you should be doing tonight. Here's where you should be shopping. Here's this. I mean, it's awesome. It's just, it's like, I don't know how you are doing so much. I mean, I could get one of those, like half of those, and be happy. I mean, I love it. It's just, it's like impressive how much content you're producing.
I'm trying to like really pump the content right now too, because it's like a brand new thing. So I want people to know that like when they subscribe, it's going to be
worth the while.
Worth it. Yeah.
No, I love it.
Okay.
And they can message you on there?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm about to change your motherfucking life.
Are you hero patching me?
You got them?
What do you want me to do?
I can't. Out. You're piecing out, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
No.
Oh, what?
Piecing out.
What's that mean?
Piece out the stickers.
No. How many times are we going to go over this?
We've told you only hero patches work.
We're not doing the bootleg piece out.
You're getting Target?
Yeah.
Right now?
Hero. Yeah. So these you're going to wear at night when you go to bed.
Wait. What is it called?
Hero.
What is the brand? What's the brand?
She's like, bye, goodbye.
No, I want to tell you something because my friend. No, it's called Hero.
What Hero.
Is it Mighty. It said Mighty Patch there.
No, that's her bootleg Hero.
Okay.
Hers are like a peace sign on your face or a star.
I might be wrong, but I think that I have a friend.
Who invented this?
Yes. That brought it here. They were from Korea.
So this you'll wear all the time, all over New York. Ted wore one to school yesterday. You'll put it on and it'll blur out all the red and you can't see it at all. And it stops you from picking it all day.
No, I don't ever go out in them.
Oh, I do.
I've seen people out and about in them.
You like it?
Do I like it? Like is a strong word. Do I like
it? Are you into it?
Wow. Okay.
Watch it.
What is it giving you? Is it just salicylic acid?
Some of them do.
The nighttime ones.
I like. Okay. I have no issue with it.
And
but
draw all
our,
the shit
our
out.
Derm friend said that she doesn't. She thinks that the plain ones are just as effective because what it's doing is like sealing it and pulling the moisture right.
It pulls the moisture out, and then she's like, most importantly, it stops people from fucking with their
face. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But
it really
she
does.
Also,
it feels contained.
It totally. You do not touch your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never had better skin than during the pandemic because I couldn't pick my chin.
What do you mean?
It was covered from me.
Oh, because of the...
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, a lot of people had breakouts from the masks.
Yeah, for me, I think it was more just like, I don't leave it alone.
Yeah, so maybe this is going to change
it. Yeah.
This could change my life.
There's one hero patch that they make that has like little like spider in them that you do at night and you press it against your skin and it goes...
Yeah.
And it's like you can feel it going into
like
your
little,
pores.
Like you know like those rollers like that are like microneedling?
Yeah.
It's like that's a microneedle like. Patch and you push it on.
Oh,
it's
I
like
want that.
It's the intense one for underground ones.
This is an underground cyst that just likes to keep coming.
Is it the same one every time?
Yeah. And once I kill it, it'll find another place to grow.
Hell, I'd take it there any day over the week than like right here. That's so gross.
On
it's around your mouth.
On the mouth. But the Accutane now, like,
so
my
nasty.
Mouth is falling off anyway.
It's dried your lips up?
So bad. And you know what else it dries up? People don't mention?
What?
Your nose. I keep going
Thank
like, was
God,
I
thought you were
going
to say
oh,
your...
Oh, inside your nose.
Yeah,
oh, interesting.
Like,
I've had that a few times in my life, like where like
it hurts.
Sometimes allergies too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where you're like, why is it so...
Dry.
Yeah.
And then you just Aquaphor it with a Q-tip?
You have to do something.
But did you know that Accutane shrinks your nose? And that sort of scared me. I was like, what do you mean?
Wait, what?
It shrinks your nose.
Why?
Over how long?
This is
long?
Like common knowledge. Like
Over
anyone
how long?
Listening right now will be like, yeah, nodding along. It does shrink your
Over
nose.
Over how long?
I don't know.
Oh,
but that
intriguing.
Was something I was told.
But I'm into that because your nose grows as you age.
Yeah, so you want to shrink it?
Sure, give me some.
I would. If I didn't have, if I knew it wasn't going to like boil my blood.
I know, you guys.
Does it boil your blood?
So fucked for your body.
It's bad for
Accutane?
Your body.
So bad for
what
your
What do you
body.
Mean boils your blood?
Liver, I mean.
It's not great.
No.
No, like
you
literally, Samantha,
work, like
I had
every...
to get blood work done, and then I had to also.
For Accutane?
Yeah.
How often are you on it?
You're
on
take it
for
every
like
day.
3 months.
For how long?
But I'm microdosing it. I'm like on 10 milligrams.
But for how long?
For like 3 months or something.
3 months. But you have to get blood work like every three
and,
or four
And
weeks.
By the way, you know how like cigarettes have
and
like a don't smoke.
She doesn't drink.
No, I know. But I think when my nephew was on it, and they were like, he doesn't really drink either. But I think
had a
that
friend who did
things.
It. Her acne was really bad.
Yeah.
She did it, and I think she
but
drank.
Everyone
but
everyone I know who's done it is like, you'll never have oily pores or anything again.
Fuck, maybe we should do it.
They're like, it is worth it.
Oh, but like you're one and done?
Yeah.
Oh, you do well, a course of it, and you're done. You're just done.
Yeah, you're done.
But Sam, the packages, you know how like in France, if like you go to the store and buy cigarettes, it's like smoking will kill you.
Wait, the back, you're like, going to drop dead.
It's literally like a dead body, like bleeding from the eyes.
Yeah.
That's what the back of the Accutane picture is, except it's a baby with
a
cone
baby.
Head.
Yeah.
I had to sign like
what?
Two different.
They switched it.
Wait,
Sam,
what do you mean? Why is there anything on it?
Because
isn't
you
it
can't get pregnant on Accutane. You have to take an eye pledge.
Like
it's called,
baby.
Where you have to sign every time they issue you a new prescription. You know, a refill. You have to sign an eye pledge that says I will not get pregnant. And you have to be on two forms of contraception when you're on this medication.
Are you on that contraception?
I'm not having sex, so it doesn't matter. I've been married for 16 years. Like
I'm
fine.
Dead inside.
I'm fine.
But oh, so you don't have to show proof of it. You're just saying that you're on two types.
You
of
have
it.
To like swear and sign.
Well,
And you get
smoke
a pregnancy test every time.
So you're like nuking.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm.
So you're like nuking your body, but like
yes, she
but
is
then your
nuking the fuck out of her body.
But everyone I know has done it as a kid, so it's like whatever. Everything's killing us anyway.
No joke.
Like everything is gonna kill us.
This
shouldn't
mic
I not
wants to kill me?
Yeah, shouldn't I have
this mic has given up
for
on
my
life.
Death?
Which, I mean, sure, yes, good point.
Right?
Well,
oh, if I haven't depressed you guys enough with this episode,
this microphone depresses me. But don't worry about it.
Jenny, thank you for coming on. I love you. I feel like I haven't seen you in ages, and this is the first time I've seen you in
I
don't
know
how long.
How
since
long?
Thanksgiving?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Where would I have seen you?
I don't know. That's a blur. Thanksgiving happened. That's right.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
Don't worry about it.